Marriage is the very foundation of human society. But it was God's idea to begin with. What is God's plan for your marriage? How can you know? What can you do to learn and grow with your spouse to honor God in your marriage? Pastor Bob Enyart covers this deeply personal and critically important topic in his teaching series, God's Plan for Marriage. Order by calling 800-8-ENYART or online at kgovstore.com. Children are a blessing from God, but when parents reject and ignore His wisdom and teaching about parenting, children can grow up to be a curse to their parents and to the world around them. What does the Bible say about parents and children, education, and child discipline? Pastor Bob Enyart covers this powerful and critical topic in his teaching series, Raising Godly Children. Order by calling 800-8-ENYART or online at kgovstore.com.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Cheryl and I have raised, we're in the process of raising seven boys. And on the internet, I came across a book called Daddy Look. Daddy Look. I've heard that a lot in my life. Daddy Look. And I wanted to share with you the opening lines of this book. The book is by three authors, Battle, Sanders, and Watts. And here's how it opens, Daddy Look. It opens, Daddy Look, Daddy Look, Daddy Look, yelled Reggie's son, Justice, as we slammed dominoes in Todd's backyard. Justice was doing tricks on the jungle gym. We called that the monkey bars. And was adamant that Reggie see him perform the tricks. What was intriguing was the fact that although he was calling for Reggie, all three of us turned to see him perform. Man, that's universal, Daryl thought aloud concerning the cry, Daddy Look. Todd chimed in, and you hear that more than you hear Mama Look. That's a sermon, said Daryl. No, Reggie interrupted, that's a book. We stopped and sat silently for several moments. Then someone asked the question, why do they want us to look so badly? So that's how the book Daddy Look opens up. And Todd Battle, Daryl Sanders, and Reggie Watts, welcome to Bob Enyart Live. Hey, guys, why do they want us to look so badly?
Pastor Bob, let me say thank you again for having us. And they want us to look so badly, essentially, because they don't want to feel worthless. They want to know that they have worth. They need to be acknowledged. They need to be accepted. They need to know that they don't have to earn our love. And Pastor Bob, this is Todd Battle, one of the authors.
Todd, hello, Todd. It's so great to talk with you and your co-authors. Could you guys all introduce yourselves?
Well, bless you, bless you. Well, yes, definitely. It's an honor to be on your show, Pastor Bob. This is Daryl Sanders.
Hi, Daryl.
From Hayward, California. And, you know, just to quickly answer that question that you said, because they want our applause, they want our attention, and they want us to be in their lives.
So it seems like there's a special blessing that a child gets from his father's attention, his father's approval, his father's acceptance.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
That is really neat. And who's the third author here?
Yes, here I am. I'm the baby of the bunch. they pick on me, you know, they're my big brothers and my pastor. So, but I love these gentlemen dearly, and it's an honor just to rub elbows with them and to learn from them.
Wow.
And we appreciate you and this opportunity. One thing that we say is that we're not perfect fathers. We have made so many mistakes.
Right.
And honestly, it took us 4 years to write the book because we were convicted. Mm. You know, there were a lot of things that we weren't doing, but they want us to look because most of the time it's just things that we've never seen before. We're so busy trying to work and make ends meet to take care of the family that sometimes we hear them, but we really don't look. We really don't focus in on the things that are important to them and to their little world,
right,
to their big world. to their big world, and we sometimes miss the mark.
Yeah, to them, the world is as big as it could be, right? So, Reggie Watts, Reggie, can you explain the relationship between you three guys? You said brother, you said pastor. So, what's the relationship between you three?
Yes, sir. Pastor Dr. Todd Battle is my pastor. I'm the associate minister, the youth minister under Pastor Battle. And, you know, I've been in the ministry for over 10 years, but I've learned more under Pastor Battle in just 3 years alone. Mm. With just being real, him being one who really cares, a father figure. And we call him Brother Blue, Gerald Sanders. Yeah. He's I call him my big brother because, you know, the younger brother learns from the older brother, and he looks up to him and sometimes a little jealous.
Yeah.
But, Well,
let me ask Daryl. Daryl, are you guys brothers biologically, brothers in the Lord?
Brothers in the Lord, that's correct.
Oh, that's just great. Okay, so guys, if we could talk through highlights of your book. Of course, we want to encourage the people in the audience to pick up the book. They could get it online. And I'd like the audience to know, as is true so very often, probably almost 100% of the time, other than when we sell something here right at our radio show, we're not being compensated for this. Bob and Yurt Live is not going to make money through this. We want to encourage dads to be Amen. For their son or their daughter what God wants them to be. So we want people to be encouraged and motivated to pick up this book, Daddy Look. So guys, could we talk through the book to encourage people to pick it up? So first of all, Absolutely. Where can they find it?
They can purchase the book directly through our website, which is daddylook.net. Again, it's daddylook.net.
All right.
They can also get electronic copies if they want soft copies of the book through amazon.com if they have a Kindle, or through barnesandnobles.com if they have a Nook device.
Yeah, and let me say this. If somebody looks at your website, you guys have such a class act website.
Oh, thank you, Pastor.
You know what you're doing.
Thank you so much.
Well, you're very welcome. So what happened then? Take us back to that moment in time when Justice shouted out, Daddy, look. So what happened then?
Well, you know, it was quite phenomenal, Bob. We had it was like a pivotal moment. It was like a moment in time where everything just froze. I don't know if that's ever happened to you in your life, where all of a sudden, you know, you catch something and then just the Spirit of God says, stop. It was like destiny being mapped out. Right. Everything that we were doing at that time seemed meaningless outside of that moment where Justice spoke out, Daddy, look. Mm. And we just developed such a craving to now want to become dads that are accountable. Not just saying we don't want to be the best dads, not saying that we're trying to be the perfect dads,
right,
but the fact that we want to strive now and encourage other dads to try to bridge this gap and create mentors, create a fire in fathers who have already launched their children out into the world to now become those mentors that will help others. And at that moment when we heard Justice say that, it seemed as if all of that came to be. We started seeing workshops all over the world, fathers being changed all over the nation. I mean, all of that happened at that moment.
Because I want to be a daddy that looks. That's what I want to be. My
That's
youngest
awesome.
Son now, Dominic, he's 11 years old. Our boys are 11, 12, 13. Then they go up to 23, 25, 27, and 29. And so we have three still at home, and what a blessing and an honor it is to have the privilege of raising them.
Amen. Praise God.
Yeah. Well, Todd Battle, do you recall then in your book, you talk about the questions that started to rush to your minds about just that simple phrase that really is ubiquitous, undoubtedly in every language all over the world. Daddy Look has been naturally translate it into every language. So what kinds of questions came to your mind about that?
Absolutely, Pastor. When
Cheryl said, that's universal. And we started talking back and forth about it was amazing and that children everywhere are screaming out, crying out, Daddy, look. We began asking questions, why do they want us to look so badly? Not just parents, but specifically, why do they want Dad to look so passionately? And then if we haven't been looking, question is, then what have we been looking at? What's more important than our children?
Mm.
And then we started asking the question, is there a different kind of power in Dad's look?
Mm.
This is not discounting mom's look. Or
no,
or
of course not, because the single moms who are out there raising their kids, they have such a tremendous difficulty. They need the help of the church, their family, their neighbors.
Absolutely.
And God could bless them. But, of course, a child is better off when he comes from an intact family with mom and dad. They're both loving him and raising him. And the kids get different kinds of affirmation and life lessons from a mom versus a dad.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then we even started wondering, well, are there dangers to us or to our children if Dad does not look?
Mm.
And before we knew it, the domino game just stopped. It was of no consequence at that point.
Huh.
And we started praying. I ran inside looking for a notepad and a recorder. Our wives helped us with pens. They were still kind of looking like, what are these guys doing? But
hey.
It was funny. But we asked those questions.
Well, guys, you know what it sounds like? It sounds like a scene from a Sherwood Baptist movie by Alex Kendrick. That's what it sounds like. In fact, a while back, I got to interview an actor from that great movie, Courageous, Ken Bevel. Do you recognize his name? Ken Bevel,
yes, sir.
Is the African-American actor who was one of the dads in Courageous.
Yeah, amazing movie. Amazing movie.
Yeah, wasn't it great? And his character in that movie should have read your book.
Absolutely. Wow. Well, we hope he does.
So why us? Whoever, Daryl, Todd, could we address that again, though, because we talk about it, but why us? Why is it that the dad has this special importance to his child?
It's essential because for some reason, and I believe it's innate in our Heavenly Father, and he's given that innateness to us as earthly fathers to portray that to our children. Our children want us to see things they've never seen before, or we've never seen before.
Mm-hmm.
They want us to look, because oftentimes we'll come home and we understand the busyness of everyday life, but that does not change the fact that our children have a wonderment for their father, for daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Daddy, please look at this. You haven't seen this one before. And Reggie could probably talk a little bit more on that when he came home one day, and that's part of the book.
Mm.
Right. Yes, that's in chapter 3, we talk about it's something that we as fathers, we've never seen before. And, you know, I came home one day from work and really, really tired, just exhausted. And my two boys, Isaiah and little Reggie, they were playing a video game that took them, I mean, literally weeks to just master one level. And as soon as I walked through the door, they just bombarded me. They came up, Daddy, look, Daddy, look. They were so excited, even though that their mom was there, even though their grandparents were in the house. They didn't care. They wanted me. They wanted their father. They wanted their dad to look at the accomplishment that they made. And the fact that I just paid a little attention to it meant the whole world to them. And I know Todd touched on, you know, not to take away from moms, because even in chapter 1, we have a chapter designed and designated for the mothers, for the women who have taken on the role as mama and daddy. Chapter 21, which says mama needs some help too, some help too, because there are fathers that are back out daddies. There are fathers that are broke and not well off financially. And there are daddies that were just belligerent, harsh confrontation. But in this, with something we've never seen before, chapter 4 goes on talking about our kids don't want us to misdiagnose their gifts. They have gifts. Just because I was a high school basketball star who got a college scholarship to play basketball
cool.
doesn't mean that my son wants to play basketball. One of my boys, he hates basketball, but he's very, very gifted in music, and he wants to play the piano. But what if I were to force basketball on him, which the chapter goes on and gives examples of that. Even David, David's father, Jesse, you know, misdiagnosing their gift.
Guys, I've taken our boys, the young ones, the three youngest ones, to Boy Scouts, Cub Scouts before that, every Monday night, I think, for 7 years now. Just about, 5 days ago, we took our kids to a Christian pastor's retreat center in Larkspur, Colorado, Sunshine Ranch. Ministries could have their board meetings there. It's just an amazing place. My 12-year-old son, Michael, was jumping off the diving board. He's going to do a flip. And he said, "Dad, look." And I thought, wait, I'm going to be interviewing those guys in just a few days. And so there he was. He's 12 years old. I mean, that's getting pretty old for a young boy. But he wanted his dad to look. There's a pool area was filled. Must have had 50 people in that beautiful pool area. But he wanted, and his mom was there too. But he said, "Dad, look." So the why us? So who was it that said, "It must be our Heavenly Father"? Todd Battle, was that you?
That was, Pastor. That was me.
Yeah, you guys put that in your book, and there's something about the Father, God the Father, and His Son, Jesus Christ, and He made Adam. And then, of course, women are equally valuable to God and to anyone who knows the truth or right from wrong. A woman is not inferior in any way, but God made men to be the husband and to be the father, and there is that special blessing there. So what are the dangers if daddy doesn't look?
Interesting question. We have a whole section, part three of the book, that deals with the dangers of daddy not looking. And one of the dangers is thievery among siblings. And we use a parallel in the Bible with Isaac and his sons, Jacob and Esau. And at the end of Isaac's life, his eyesight had gone dim, and one son, Jacob, stole the blessing of the father from a son, Esau. And the idea was he was able to do that because the father could not see. He wasn't able to look. And if you bring that to contemporary times, there is thievery among siblings when daddy is not looking at what's going on in his home.
Because they're envious of one another's. Either if dad has only got time for one, or if he doesn't have time for any of them.
Absolutely, Pastor. Absolutely. We actually touch on that. And unfortunately, thievery can then move into violence. And we found an interesting statistic about domestic violence. The perpetrators, the greatest perpetrators of domestic violence in this country, are siblings against siblings.
It's not
child abuse. It's not spousal abuse. It is sibling upon sibling, brothers and sisters fighting and abusing one another. That is the greatest instance of domestic violence in this country. And it all stems from, oftentimes, because daddy's paying more attention, as you have just said, Pastor, and there's envy and there's jealousy in the household. And that's why it's so important that we look at each child individually. And I think Reggie mentioned that earlier, because one child may not be interested in what another child is. And we have to be careful as dads not to try to live vicariously through our children.
Okay, so then how about, guys, and I know you cover this in your book, later in the book, but how about for those who might think it's too late for them and their children? Daryl?
Well, Pastor Bob, I'm glad you asked that question, because a lot of us out there may feel intimidated because we've been out of our children's lives for so long. Or we may have gone through custody battles, or there might be a stepfather issue, or it might be an incarceration issue. Whatever it is, we declare it in our chapter 20, Daddy, it's never too late to look. In fact, we lay and labor quite extensively on a number of instances that we feel is a reason why you should start looking. I mean, we talk about suicide. We talk about the rate that our youth is 63% more susceptible to having the thoughts of suicidal tendencies because of fatherless homes. We talk about behavioral disorders, sexual behavior, high school dropout rates, the juvenile detention rates, and a lot more in chapter 20. But we really want to encourage the men out there that no matter what it is, just take time first to get to God and pray. The moment you pray, God will open up a door for you to look.
Wow. Can I ask you guys this? When you got together to write a book, did anybody say to you that it's going to be too hard for three different authors with three different writing styles to write a book? Did anybody bring up that problem? How do you touch on that in your book?
We actually attacked it this way, Pastor Bob. In answer to the question, the simple answer is no, because we didn't share with a lot of people we were writing the book.
Okay.
We shared with our families, with our wives, because we had to meet weekly to discuss the outline of the book. And then oftentimes when we met, we didn't even discuss the book. We just fellowshiped with one another. But one of the things we thought about, just as we were discussing over that seminal moment over the dominoes game, why do our children want us to look so badly? And we all had input, and we all listened to one another. We thought maybe that's what God is telling us to do in this book, as he's given to each one of us to share individually how we were feeling about that. God may be leading us to that in writing the book. And then we started looking at, quote, the book, the Holy Bible.
Yeah.
And God has some 40 authors over some 1,500 years.
Wow.
To write the book. And it's interesting, it's amazing, it's even miraculous that in all of those authors and all of those years, you still have the central theme of God's glory and man's redemption throughout all 66 books of the Bible. And we make this point in the book as well. We by no means are trying to compare ourselves to any author in the Bible or
the
Bible itself. Right, we're just saying
But it's a great precedent, the fact that the world's best... What a great precedent, the fact that the world's best-selling book was written by multiple authors, in fact, from three different continents in three different languages over so many centuries. Most of them didn't even know one another.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And so I'd say that's a good role model for you guys
so that's
to follow.
Where it came from.
Well, let me ask you this, because this is a topic that we cover from time to time on this show. And it's one that's not politically correct today, but I'm encouraged by what you say about it. And it's about discipline. And as fathers, we're not always there just to be a buddy, but we're fathers. And sometimes that requires a discipline. You mentioned a rod of correction moment.
Right, Pastor Bob. I totally agree. And when we introduce the idea of what the book is all about and what a daddy is, we use God himself as our primary example and his initial earthly son, which was Adam, his first created man.
Right,
and we list in chapter 2 the different characteristics of a daddy that looks. We list 7 characteristics. And one of those characteristics, number 5, is that unfortunately or fortunately, because the Bible says God chastens whom he loves.
Mm.
And so one of the characteristics of a daddy that looks, he has to be a punisher or a disciplinarian. And in the garden, God said, listen, there's a tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Do not eat from that tree. And the day that you eat it, you shall surely die.
Mm.
God the Father put parameters and boundaries for the safety of his children. And we've got to understand in no uncertain terms that there are boundaries that we have to keep as fathers, and we have to ensure that our children keep them. Now, at the end of each chapter, we have a poundable moment, which is a time you can spend together with your child. It's an exercise to help you become closer with your child. But also we have a rod of correction moment, which points to the material that was just talked about in that chapter and how fathers, it helps them place boundaries, loving boundaries upon their children to help them understand that discipline is necessary.
Hey, Todd, I like that part in the book where you said that your nephew noticed that there was some guy walking alongside your daughter. And yeah. So he and his posse went up to make sure that everything was cool.
Oh, yeah.
And you said, that's a poundable moment. And your daughter said, hey, no, Patricia, that's not a poundable moment. And you guys said, no, yeah, that's a poundable moment.
Absolutely. Poundable moment. Just a special time when you're agreeing with your child. And at that time, it was my nephew. But it's transferred into a time, a special time between a dad and his child, where they give each other what we call a pound, a fist-to-fist kind of acknowledgement to say something was really cool or something was great.
Yeah,
something,
bump.
Whatever the words the kids use today.
Yeah.
But that's a poundable moment.
Well, we're almost out of time. You guys do quote from the scriptures many times, including that foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. There are, of course, a number of verses like that in the Bible. And you say that we are not called to be friends. We are called to be a daddy. And sometimes that means that we might have to administer a spanking. And, of course, that's true, but that's not politically correct today. But political correctness has not done a great job of looking out for the next generation of kids. A lot of those kids have been harmed by these politically correct ideas. Your book goes back to our biblical roots as fathers. The book is called Daddy Look by Todd Battle, Daryl Sanders, and Reggie Watts. So tell us again, guys, best way to get the book?
Website, daddylook.net. Again, daddylook.net.
And it's available, of course, at amazon.com. So, hey, guys, thank you. It really has been an honor to talk with you on the air.
Thank you so much, Pastor Bob. We appreciate being here so much.
All right.
Thank you so very much.
All right. That was a lot of fun. Todd Battle, Daryl Sanders, and Reggie Watts. And the book is Daddy Look. And I did get a kick out of it when my son Michael, you know, kids get older. And you think of them, they're young adults. And Michael's so very mature. And he's going to do a flip off a diving board. And I had actually never seen him do a flip. Into the deep end of a pool, of course. And so, what a perfect timing. Dad, look, Dad. And then you're like, what is he doing? He's going to kill himself. But if you're going to kill yourself, that's a good place with all your family and friends around to pick up your pieces. But we all had a great time at Sunshine Ranch. And Daddy, look, hey, check it out. May God bless you. July 31st is our deadline for signatures.
Children are a blessing from God, but when parents reject and ignore His wisdom and teaching about parenting, children can grow up to be a curse to their parents and to the world around them. What does the Bible say about parents and children, education, and child discipline? Pastor Bob Enyart covers this powerful and critical topic in his teaching series, Raising Godly Children. Order by calling 800-8-ENYART or online at kgovstore.com. Marriage is the very foundation of human society, but it was God's idea to begin with. What is God's plan for your marriage? How can you know? What can you do to learn and grow with your spouse to honor God in your marriage? Pastor Bob Enyart covers this deeply personal and critically important topic in his teaching series, God's Plan for Marriage. Order by calling 800-8-ENYART or online at kgovstore.com.
This is Bob Enyart inviting you to read our manuscript, The Plot, for an overview of the whole Bible. Call us at 800-836-9278. That's 836-9278.